Hey guys, and welcome back to the Same Sis Podcast, Season 2. Woo-hoo. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Kayleen.
And thanks so much for tuning in to episode 1 of Season 2. It feels like it's been so long since we've talked to you guys.
It has been so long.
It has.
A little longer than we planned.
Just a week.
Yeah.
1 week longer.
Yeah. But I'm sure that felt like a lot to you guys. We've had lots of messages of like, when's it coming back?
And
we have just been trying to coordinate schedules. Brooke went out of town again.
Sorry about that.
And then my sister's wedding is this weekend. So it's just been kind of crazy. And we just have tried to find a time, which is kind of a new thing. We're recording during the day actually right now, which...
First time ever.
Yeah.
We've never done this.
No, we literally
haven't. All new things for season 2, you guys.
Hopefully we're bringing the energy. It is still like nap time. So I feel like this is a slump of the day, but still...
I know. We're like, yeah, let's record during the day so we have so much more energy and we're peppy. But this is like literally afternoon slump when we're like, oh, we're hitting it. Yeah.
I know. And Rocky is currently light on with a book. So I'm like, at least he's not trying to get out of his room. But
seriously, that, I mean, that's amazing. In my book, if Asher ever did that, I'd be like, wow.
What a win.
Yeah. Record breaking.
Well, he tried to get out of his room multiple times. So, and I locked it because I was like, I cannot have him running around while we're recording. So it's not all rainbows and sunshine over here.
Does he throw a fit when you lock it?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he gets so mad.
Okay. Cause I'm like, yeah, we lock Asher in his too, but he's just screaming in there. Yeah. So
I can calm him down and I can reason with him and he understands it's to like keep him safe and whatnot. But like if he tries to get out and he realizes it's locked, he's like, what? My door's locked. Like, he's just like shocked. I'm like, dude, we've talked about this.
Oh, Asher knows. He knows, but he's like, no, this isn't happening. Yeah. Like, I have my own schedule in my mind.
Where's my freedom?
Yeah.
Where's my access to my door? Yeah, we only recently had to start doing that because he just was getting out like 1,000 times. And I was like, dude, I just cannot do it. Mm-hmm. Like, we'd wake up in the middle of the night and like, he'd just be sitting like over our heads, just staring at us. And we're like, literal jump scare. So I don't know. It freaks me out to have him roaming around our house. Like, we don't have a fence or like a gate on our stairs. Long story short, it's just like not a good place to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm like, you gotta be in your room.
Well, that just made me think that literally tomorrow, as you guys are when you listen to this, the next day will be Halloween.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Right?
Wait, no. We have one more week because this is going out Monday.
Oh, I'm thinking of when we were talking about it. We were originally going to wait another week, you guys. Okay. Yes.
Nope, it'll be the 23rd.
My schedule is so like, off.
I have so much to do before Halloween. Oh, we're good, we're good.
You can see like just how, I don't know, scatterbrained I am lately. But
this month is a blur. It's literally gone by so fast. I'm like, and there's still so much left of it.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you know?
I feel like there's nothing left of it. And I haven't done any of the fall things that I want to do. No, I've done some of them, but... I think because my trip, I didn't have time to like prep for fall. Yeah. I usually feel like I need to like prep a little bit. I don't know why. Does that sound weird?
No, I feel like you usually do like a cleaning because it's like you're about to like take out a bunch of decor. And
then
like you want to know what activities you're wanting to do.
Exactly.
Last year we did that like night where we had like all the activities we wanted to do. So I feel like that probably felt preparing to
like you. I want to plan for it.
Yeah.
Or like, and at least like have a couple things scheduled on the calendar. And I got back and like, we still needed to unpack and then we left again.
Yeah.
And we just barely decorated and like, it's literally 2 weeks and we're going to like have to put it back. But I was like, I can't not.
No. Yeah.
So.
And like you got to go and still do festive things in California. I feel like you did apple picking and you still did like a pumpkin patch. And so
that was all on purpose because like, I'm not going to let the month of October go by without doing something fallish.
No. And I feel like those were so much better than what it is here, especially it like was so weather pretty. Wise.
Yes. Weather wise. Amazing. Ooh.
I went, sorry, he might be trying to get out of his room. But I went this week because my friend's, yep, he's trying to get out. My friend's son's birthday was on Monday and she wanted to go and it was miserable. It was so hot. Mm. Like Echo's head was just drenched. I felt so bad. Aww. Okay, I'm so sorry. I gotta go get him.
Let's pause. Okay, sorry, we had to do a little break there.
Yeah, sorry guys. This is what comes with recording during the day, but hopefully he'll be good. If not, Spider-Man will save the day.
Exactly. No, I love it.
Well, and we were just chatting like right before we hopped back on about preschool. Sorry, we're probably going to be jumping all over the place in this episode.
So to catch anyone up that hasn't been around or is just kind of confused like of our timeline, we stopped our season one like the first week of August. So it's been, what is that, 2 months?
2 months.
Two and a half months or so. And so we have a lot to update on. And one of them is preschool. Mm-hmm. I think when Rocky started like the last week of July. So it was just very new when we left. But Asher started this week. So now they're both going together. I don't know if you want to like share your experience or you want me to go, but
either way. I mean, I guess since it's so fresh for me and it's been a while for you, I'll just go real quick. But yeah, it's literally just Asher's second day today. And the first day went great. He was so excited about going to school. Like, he just kept saying, I can't believe it.
Aww.
I'm like, you don't even know what you're talking about. But yeah, I love it.
So cute. He's so enthusiastic.
He is. He loves like new things. He loves going out and doing things. He's very brave, I feel like. But then today, when I was like getting him ready, he goes, I don't want to go to school. And then he was like happily like playing by himself. Like, I feel like he was just like trying to do everything to be like, no, I'm being good. Like, I don't need to go to school.
Don't take me there. Yeah. I'll be perfect angel all day.
And then in the car ride, he's like, it's scary. It's scary, Mom. Mm. And he just like kept saying that. And it's interesting because Asher does not get the concept of what why means. Because whenever I ask him, I'm like, why is it scary? He literally just like sits there. He does not even know like what why means, which is like you were saying, like Rocky asks why all the time.
Yeah.
We've still like not hit that stage. He has no idea what why means. And so he can't understand that I'm asking him to explain it to me. And so it's the communication gap is a little tough.
You're like, I wish I could help you.
Right. But he came out of school today all happy. She said he did really well. She sent me a picture. He was smiling with Rocky, actually.
She showed me that, too. That was so cute.
It was really cute. And, yeah, and the things that he's already coming home with in his school book, I was just telling Kylene this. I'm like, there's no way he did this. Like, this is crazy. It's the things that, like, they're learning, I just, like, could never have done on my own. So,
like, it's actually, like, the perfect time because of Halloween decorations. One of the weeks I saw he was learning about nocturnal. And so, like, he would always ask, like, why are the Halloween decorations down? And I'd be like, oh, it's because they're nocturnal. And, like, now we pass by them at night, and he's like, they're nocturnal, which is such a, like, big, complex thing for a three-year-old. But, like, they do such a good job at teaching just so many things there. Mm-hmm. And just to, like, update, like, with Brooke's situation, Rocky has kind of the similar thing. Like, the first couple of days, he was like, I don't want to go. He was scared. He was nervous. But then, like, he was doing so well. But in the last couple of weeks, it's like kind of a fight. Like when he knows it's a school day, he's like, I don't want to go. And I'm like, buddy, like we got to go learn and like help our brain. And like we can kind of talk him into it. But Nathaniel actually does drop off and I do pick up. And so he usually says like he's just kind of like whining, walking up to the door. Mm-hmm. And like there's been a couple of times where like he's just crying as he walks in. But
yeah.
I almost said the teacher's name. We cannot say that.
No.
But she says that like within a minute or two, like he's over it. And I just think it's so normal for kids to like not want to do something consistently that's like not at their house and like they're by themselves.
Yes.
Which I have such a complex about. And I feel like I haven't really shared in detail really anywhere about my thoughts about preschool because, I mean, they are still young. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like overall Rocky has turned into like such a different kid because of it. Like he is so much more social and he doesn't need to be like right by my side really anymore, which like he was always my little shadow for the longest time. And he like talks in sentences and like he's so much more verbal with people that he doesn't even know. Which usually, like, if he didn't know you, he would be like, no, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
You know,
he's still even shy around me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like he's doing so much better with that. And so I think overall it's been a really good experience, but it is sad when they're like, I don't want to go. And you're like,
I know. It just like breaks your mama heart because you just want to like coddle them and like let them do whatever they want and what's ever going to make them happy. And I mean, it's the same thing at night. Like I just wish I could, I shouldn't say I wish I could, but sometimes I'm like, oh, I just wish I could snuggle you all night long. Yeah. But reality is like, I can't.
No.
Be in your bed for 2 hours every single night. Every night. It's just not going to happen. Like my schedule does not allow that. Like I have things I need to get done. I also need to sleep, you know, like
for sure.
You can't always coddle your kids and it's so good for them to be exposed to that stuff and to kind of like learn that you're not always going to be there.
Yeah. I think too, it's, I know someone may think this is harsh, but I feel like it's good to know that like as a kid, you kind of have to know sometimes you have to do things like you don't want to do.
Yeah.
And again, I know 3 is like really young for that, but like I think about this with like sports. Like as soon as we put our kids in sports, they're going to be like, I don't want to go to practice.
Oh, of course. I remember that 100%.
For sure.
And I even remember admitting to my mom, like I would cry going to gymnastics. And then every time I leave, I was like, that was the best thing ever. I'm right. So glad you made me go.
Yeah.
And so it's just a fact of life that getting yourself built up to do anything is hard. And then once you do it, you're happy you did it.
Which like, not to make this like a huge life lesson, but I feel like that is like what I've learned so much this year is just like committing to things and like keeping your promises to yourself, like is where you get to the next level. Mm-hmm. And like, I know our kids are only 3. I'm going to say that so many times, but I just feel like it's such a good quality to instill in them at such a young age.
I mean, it's never too early to learn that.
For sure.
And
they're safe and they're learning and they're doing so well.
And they're doing fun
things.
And
it's such a small amount of time.
Yeah.
There's my justification.
Literally, Asher's there for 2 hours. Yeah. And eventually we're going to build up to the 4, I'm sure. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like a lot of times as parents, we like make justifications for them.
Yeah.
And we don't do things because we don't think they can handle it, when in reality we're just like holding them back. They like actually can do so much and they have so much potential, and they end up surprising us most of the times, I feel like.
For sure. I know. I feel like that's like something I've seen so many times, where it's like you are the one who like tells your kid no and like puts a box around them. Whereas if you would just like kind of let them be, you'd realize like they can do so many things. And
yeah,
I don't know. So yeah, it's of course pros and cons, but I think it's going to be good overall. And I'm happy that Asher's there now.
I feel like, I know.
It's so funny because like they kind of play together, but not really. But that's how they are when we're like doing play dates. Yes. Like Asher and Echo usually play together, and Clove and Rocky usually do.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me, but they're so sweet. And I know it's nice to have someone that you like know who's in there.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
How has potty training been going?
Yeah, so I don't know if you
wanted to talk about that, but no, like I know can. It's an update.
It is. I don't know if anyone knows that listened. We did potty train him back in like March or April, I think, and he did really well with going pee, but the pooping was just not happening. He has always struggled with constipation. He's always been afraid to poop. Whenever he poops, I don't think it's on purpose. It's like when he's trying to hold it in and it just still comes out. And we wanted to wait till after Europe to like deal with that, because we knew there'd be lots of poopy pants, lots of poopy underwear.
And not something you want to deal with in Europe.
Exactly. We can't wash things. And so we started literally the day we got back from Europe, and he
good for you, dude.
Has crushed it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, honestly, we were just kind of like, why not? Like,
yeah. Might as well just make it our new normal. Yeah.
Like, we don't have any options. Let's just go for it. And it's actually gone really well. He is crushing going pee. He like did it all himself the first day.
That's awesome.
I didn't have to do any of like that initial like, okay, go sit on the toilet.
Right.
There was no accidents the first day even. He did so good.
That's awesome.
The pooping, he has still only pooped 2 times on the toilet.
Dude, Rocky, at that point, he would hold it for 5+ days. Like, I just think
I wish there was a holding situation happening. He's just still pooping.
He's just
his
missing.
Yeah.
I think that is something that isn't talked about enough, of just like how potty training is not like a 3-day thing and you're good. Like,
yeah.
Especially
I think when they say that, it's like the pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also hear other people who are like, no, that really worked for me. I'm like, cool. Well, it took us like,
I think
5 months.
Per kid basis. Yeah. I'm sure there's kids out there that can like nail that in 3 days. It was not a struggle for them initially, even.
Right, right. I think boys also are typically slower to potty train, is what I've heard as well. But yeah, the poop thing is just not fun. And it takes a minute. And even now, like, we really have to convince Rocky to go poop. Like, we have to kind of, I don't know. There's a few times now. I mean, it's been a year since we potty trained him. And even now, he's kind of like, oh, I don't want to go poop. Or like, there's a few times where he'll just yell like, poo poo, and he'll go. And we're like, woo, you did it on your own. Like, you know, but yeah, it's just a thing. And it's like, they're so young and just.
He's still so nervous about pooping, and it has nothing to do with pooping on the potty.
Yeah.
Because I realized like when he did go poop in the potty, it's like, it's not that issue. It's just pooping in like general. How it'll
feel.
Like yeah. he just doesn't want to poop at all.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to hold it.
Yeah.
And so that's the problem. And so I think hopefully we're slowly working out of it.
Yeah.
Since he has gone twice on the bath on that's the potty. Awesome. So I'm like, yeah.
A win for sure.
Yes.
Okay, let's jump into Europe then. I know that's a huge update.
I know there's so much to tell. But
you
I can feel
go
like
at
I
your
can...
own pace, yeah, of like what you want to share.
Well, first I'll start off with where we went,
okay.
and then I'll kind of go from there. But we went to Switzerland first, then Venice, Italy, the Dolomites in Italy, and then Cinque Terre.
Is that Italy still?
That's Italy still. Okay. So all of this, yeah. I'll stay when we don't go to Italy.
Okay.
So we're going to say a couple things.
Okay.
Umbria, still Italy. Tuscany, Positano, and actually we stopped by Rome for a day, which yeah. we weren't originally planning on that, but my brother Dallin came with us to help kind of nanny, and he had never seen it, so we're like, you know what, let's just stop, like, do a couple of the sights while we're there.
Yeah.
It was, like, the craziest day ever, but we did it.
I'm sure he enjoyed it.
He loved it.
Rome is so touristy. Like, it's
insanely
it's
so touristy.
Yeah.
It's honestly my least favorite
yeah.
city. It's so big.
Yeah.
And it's, like, all of the historical sites are pretty spread out.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't feel like you're engulfed in this, like, ancient city anymore.
Yes.
It's just kind of like ruins inside a modern-day city.
Yes.
So it's not my yeah. favorite.
No, when I went to Italy, we went to three cities, and that was my least favorite for sure.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. yeah. So we did that for a day, and then we did Positano on the Amalfi Coast, which
beautiful.
Was unreal.
Yeah,
like probably one of the prettiest places, like as far as like land, ocean, scenery, like all of that that I've ever seen. I mean, the Dolomites is a huge. I don't know. It might be my number one. I don't know. I really can't. I
yeah.
really can't decide. The Dolomites were beautiful.
Is that but, the city or is what is that?
So that's, they're the Italian Alps. So okay. it's very similar to Switzerland, but it's in Italy, and the Alp, like the mountains there. It's the one that, did you see that post that I did where I'm in a pink dress with the mountains behind me?
Yes. Are you sitting with Chloe
uh-huh.
and Asher?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm that's a
freaking
there.
Creep. I know exactly what
it's. Well, no, I just feel like
no. I remember the mountains.
Yes.
Like it was huge.
And everyone's yeah. like, it looks like Sound of Music.
Yeah.
It really does. It yes. is. So breathtaking, like
yeah.
my eyes just couldn't, and everywhere you drive you're just like, oh my gosh, like everything is so pretty.
How do people live there?
That's why I'm like, Italy is by far like the most beautiful country.
Oh yeah,
like the diversity of landscape,
yeah.
like everything, the history, it is yeah I
know.
Don't like the
I
fact that people get to live there is just like, it's not fair.
It's crazy. And
yeah.
that's like their normal,
right?
I'm like, shoot, they came here, they'd be like, people live here.
People are like vacationing to where we were staying. We stayed in this little city called Orzi, and they're like coming here for their like little fall vacation, you know, probably like they live probably an hour away or something.
Crazy.
That's like us driving up to Strawberry or something. Mm. And I'm like,
not even
if only
close.
This was my Strawberry.
Yeah, literally not even close.
No, it's
not even
insane.
Like a fraction of the beauty. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
It is so beautiful. But the Amalfi Coast, like as far as like ocean cliff landscapes, like so beautiful. And the cities, yeah, it's just like indescribable. You like can't appreciate the beauty until you're there in person. Like I thought it was going to be like a certain way in my mind based
yeah.
on pictures.
And
you see
better.
It in person. And it's so much better.
Oh,
and you know this because you've been
back.
There.
I haven't been there. When I went to Italy, we went to Rome, Naples and Capri. And so,
oh, did you guys take the ferry from Naples?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you didn't go to the Amalfi side?
No. Yeah. And I would love to go back and do so many other cities in Italy and
yeah.
be with like Nathaniel, not my grandpa.
Yes. Yes. So you
but,
guys need to go back.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Italy is beautiful.
It's so pretty.
So
we left
there.
Italy at that point. We,
didn't you do Capri too though?
We did do Capri.
Okay.
We did a day trip over to Capri.
Okay.
Which was so beautiful as well. We did a boat tour and like that was definitely one of the highlights of the trip.
Yeah.
It was
so
pretty. We didn't go into the Blue Grotto because it was the craziest line.
Really?
Yeah. And we were like, oh, well, you'd rather like enjoy the boat while we have it versus like sitting in this line.
Yeah, for sure.
So we didn't do it, but we did the Green Grotto and it
okay.
was really pretty. And he's like, it's the same, it's like just as pretty. I'm like, why is the other one more famous?
Yeah, why is there a long line over there?
Right. But that's okay. I don't feel like we missed out. Asher did get stung by a jellyfish in the Green Grotto. So,
oh, dude, yeah. that kid's luck is so
it's
bad.
It's so bad.
Like, so bad.
He's been stung by so many things.
It's probably just because he's so, like, just adventurous and curious.
Yeah. Like, the fact that he went into a cave.
Yeah.
The Green Grotto is a cave, and it's called that because on the opposite side of the cave, there's another cave opening, and the light shines in, and so it makes the water, like, glow green. And I was just explaining that to everyone in case they're like, what the heck is that?
I know, to us it's like so common, but if I wouldn't have gone, I would have been like, what are you talking
yes.
about?
Yes. And so he swam into the cave with us. Like, that's so pretty fun. Brave. And yeah, but he got stung. So that was sad.
Was it fine? Like, after a little bit, or like,
well, the guy had like some medicine that we put on it when we got on the boat. He cried for maybe like 5 minutes yeah. and then he was fine.
Yeah. Good.
I feel like as soon as like the sting wears off, you're like, oh,
you're like, whatever. It's like, yeah, a bug bite.
He had like some marks, which like my brother and Rhett got stung as well.
Gotcha. Okay.
And they didn't have the marks like Asher did.
Okay.
But it could just because he's more sensitive skin, yeah. just young.
And he's just little. Yeah.
Right. But it was really fun. Capri was beautiful. We got off the boat though, and everything went downhill from there.
Oh no.
I'm going to tell this story because it's kind of hilarious. And this just shows our innocence. But so we decided to go up to the top of Capri to go get lunch because my brother found a place that was supposed to be good. We're like, we'll walk up there. I'm sorry. I'm not kidding. 45 minutes of stair steppers, literally purely just stairs to get up to the top of this place. I'm like, why that the F did we not take a taxi or something?
Yeah.
So yeah, we did stairs for 45 minutes carrying two children. And then we get up there and the place is closed.
No.
And so we walk around, try to find something else. And we're like trying to like Google it because we don't want to just like walk into a place. We've done that where we walk in and like we eat there and it's like not good.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of money.
Right.
So we were like trying to find something good that like got good reviews. Everything we found was like closed. We couldn't find it. Anyways, so we came back down like disappointed. We didn't eat.
Oh no.
I did find a gelato place that had like these freshly made cones. They were warm and it was delicious. So I should say the good parts. We did get gelato. It was
those
amazing.
Were overlooked.
Yeah. But then we came down and, oh yeah, I forgot to say, we were supposed to get on a ferry that I pre-booked.
Okay.
Right after our boat trip.
Okay.
But I went to the ferry desk and I was like, hey, can we catch a later ferry with this ticket instead? And he's like, yeah, the last one's at 1800.
Okay.
And he points to a sign. There's a language barrier, but he points to the sign that has all the times on it. So I took a picture of it, like, okay, these are all the different times that we could take a ferry back. Well, we come back down, we go to the one that we like had said, like, okay, it's 4 o'clock, we'll go to that one. We go over, wait in it, and it's not the number, we ask somebody that's working on the ferry dock, and we're like, can we take this ferry with this ticket? And he's like, no, that one's only good for 1800. And so we would have had to wait 2 more hours and we were already like drenched in sweat from walking all over the place.
Starving.
Everyone's hungry. Yeah. We just like need to feed our kids and put them down. Like we're so over it. And so my brother's like we feel like we're like in the Titanic situation where like people are sneaking onto this boat. They have two people like checking people in, but it was kind of like frantic. Like people, I don't know why, were feeling like they're all pushing each other, trying to get on this boat as like quick as possible. I don't know why. But like literally Dallin grabs Asher and just like walks in between and goes in, and Brett and I look at each other, we're like, oh my gosh,
you okay, better go,
we have to do this now. And
good for Dallin.
So we go through and Rhett's like panicking thinking he's gonna get caught.
Oh no.
But we paid for a ticket, right. It just wasn't for this time and like this ferry line, and so like that's what justified it in our minds. I don't know.
Yeah.
Still probably not good, but we get in there and Rhett's like, my heart is beating so fast. He's like, that was like such a rush, like he was so terrified.
Honestly,
he's
I get
just
it
so innocent
when you're just like in your, I don't know, you feel like you did something wrong even though you paid for it. It's just, you know, it's
we weren't really supposed to be on there and we snuck on, but he just was he was like, oh my gosh, like it was like the most like dangerous thing he's ever done in his life or something. we were cracking
sneak
up
sneak onto a boat he's paid for.
Yep.
That's hilarious. But you guys have seats then, or like,
no, so like you just pay for the ferry and there's not assigned seats or anything.
Okay.
So but yeah, we did there get seats seat. And okay. Yeah, so nobody comes and like checks on you afterwards once you're on.
I don't remember that, but I remember sitting, so I was curious if,
there was enough seats luckily.
Nice.
And looked like everybody that was like in a panic to try to get on did get on, so
you're like, we're good.
It's like on the airplane, like why is everyone in such a rush?
I don't know.
I mean, besides if you want to get a spot for your bag,
Or if you're like trying to get off to a connecting flight, I feel like that's the only thing
that makes sense. Understand. When you can pop up and run to the front before everyone else stands, like I get that.
But people are crazy.
They are.
And impatient. Mm-hmm. So you made it on. You got back home.
We got back home.
You
were good. We were good. We went to Zakynthos, Greece next, which that place, the water, the clearest water we've ever swam in.
I bet.
Like, you feel like you're swimming in a pool.
That's crazy.
It is so crazy.
Greece is something that has always been on my bucket list. And when we went to Italy with my grandparents, if you guys are curious, my grandparents took all of my siblings on a Europe trip once we graduated high school. And my brother and I went together. And I wanted to go to Greece so bad. But they, I don't know what was going on at that time of the year, but it was like kind of dangerous. I think it was like close to something that was happening. But I would have gone there in a heartbeat. Like, Greece I don't think I've ever heard anyone say anything, but it is, like, absolutely amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and the landscape is... I didn't really know what to expect from the landscape. It wasn't what I expected. It's very dry, lots of olive trees, obviously, some cypress trees. It did get green on one side, but otherwise it's just, like, white rocks, dry, deserty. There's like cactus and stuff, but the water is so blue, so clear, like the perfect temperature. I don't know. It just was so pretty. And
I cannot believe you went all these places. Like,
when I look back at it, I'm like, what insane. The actual heck? Like, I will never do a trip like that, like crazy ever again with kids.
Yeah.
Like where we're like hopping around.
Yeah.
It was a lot. I will say, like, packing up our stuff, unpacking. Yeah, that was a lot.
All your trains, going, your flights, and like all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So like all the connections, all of that, like that was a lot, but it was cool that we got to see so much. And it taught me a lot of things of like how I do want to travel in the future to Europe with kids, without where I'd like to go back. So it was cool to like get a taste of everything.
For sure.
But Greece, amazing. We loved it. We were there for a week. Then we went to... wow, why am I spacing? The south of France, the French Riviera.
Yes.
So pretty.
Dude, I'm like, none of these places are, I'm like, all of them, I'm like.
I feel like the French Riviera is definitely a place I want to go back to when I have more time, more money.
Yeah.
No kids.
Yeah.
I will say it's like more upscale, I feel like.
Gotcha.
And so I feel like to do more things, I would have needed more of a budget.
Yeah.
But even like without it, like we did so much. And still there was things on my list that we didn't get to do because we just didn't have enough time. And I don't know. I don't know. I can't even say if I could place where we went in different lists.
Yeah.
Because then they all
have different things.
Yeah, they all have different things that were so good.
Was there any place you went that you didn't like and you were like, I want to leave here?
Well, so we went to Paris for one day because we were supposed to fly from Nice to Zurich, because that was where our round trip was back to the States.
Okay.
And strangely, if you guys ever fly to Europe and are flying like around on their local like between countries in Europe, they for some reason don't fly every day of the week. And for some reason, the one day we needed to fly from Nice to Zurich, there was zero flights.
Shoot.
So we had to book a flight the day before to Paris and then fly from Paris to Zurich. Okay. So we got to see the Eiffel Tower, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But I didn't love Paris. I mean, we didn't have a lot of time, so that's not really a fair judgment, but
I actually have heard that recently from another friend who just recently went to Paris.
Really?
She was like, I'm not a huge like sightseeing like kind of person, so like she just felt like there wasn't much to do.
Like, yeah,
you know, it's besides like, look at the Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower. Yeah. I mean, the Louvre probably would have been amazing.
Yeah.
And Versailles.
Okay.
But like, I didn't love the like city.
Yeah.
Whereas there's a lot of places in Italy, like even outside of like the major sightseeing places, I just loved the city, like loved just walking around the streets.
Just like the way the architecture was.
The architecture, like, just like the vibes, like there's still like a lot more like old history there and the food. I don't know. I didn't love the vibes in Paris.
Yeah. It's funny because that's the second time I've heard that in like a month.
Yeah. So we're not in a huge rush to go back there, but...
And good then, thing that was only a day.
I know, exactly. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That in Rome, obviously, I said I didn't love it. But we'd been there before, too.
Yeah. Once you see that too, you're kind of just like, okay.
Yeah.
Especially like, if I'm been there, all done the way that. Over here, like, and it's so much money and time to like get there. You're like, yes. I need to see something new.
Mm-hmm. But I will say I would 100% go back to Switzerland, would 100% go back to the Dolomites. Amalfi Coast, loved. Greece, I would love to do like the other islands as well.
Yeah.
This one was really good for families. Yeah. Zakynthos, it's, you rent a car, everything is pretty like drivable. Lots of good beaches that you can like find that like are more secluded. We did two like boat tours there.
So fun.
One with the captain, one without. Whereas I feel like Santorini or like Mykonos, I feel like those are a little bit more like couples destinations.
Yeah.
But I would love to go there for with sure. Rhett. So
yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you went from Greece and then you headed back. That was your last place?
Greece or to sorry, France.
South of France and then back.
Paris. And then we went to Zurich and okay. We had 4 full days of flights because we flew to Paris, flew to Zurich. Like we flew to Paris, spent the night, flew to Zurich, spent the night, flew to New York, spent the night and then flew home. So that was not fun. I think
that would have killed me. Like that being the last little bit of the trip, that totally would have killed me.
We were so done.
Yeah.
And like I came down with something. The kids were starting to get sick and then I just at that point was like, okay, I will just from now on buy one way tickets and just fly from wherever you are.
Just pay the like, extra money, it is worth it. Yeah.
I'm like, I really wonder based on like now how much we spent on like the hotels and just getting back and forth in places, if we even save money.
Yeah. Probably not.
Probably not.
I'm like, that's always me trying to find a workaround and it's always just way more and it's like way more exhausting too.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep. Learned our lessons.
I'm trying to think of like other questions, like how'd your kids do on the flights and like was that
they did so good. I mean honestly I don't know if it's like I just like block out the memories of it being bad or if I just really expect way worse. But I feel like they did totally so good. Good. They are like such good little travelers now. I feel like just because we travel so much. The only thing that was hard was Asher getting car sick. So we always had to make sure he had Dramamine. So like driving from like different cities, we were like, oh, we cannot. Like even if it was just 30 minutes, if we didn't do Dramamine, he threw up.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys saw that day. I posted in my stories. Literally, we were in Tuscany. We went to Siena, which we have been there before, but I love the Duomo there. So we went back and I got out of the car. We were walking in towards the main piazza, which I accidentally drove our car in the main piazza.
I don't know what that is.
It's like the main square.
Oh shoot.
Like you were not supposed to be driving in there. I was like lost. We were trying to find a parking spot and it was directing us through it.
Oh no.
And I'm like, we're not supposed to be here. And like a police guard like came and like was like trying to shove us out. I'm like, obviously I know I'm not supposed to be here.
Where do I go?
Right. So that was crazy. But then when we got out, we were walking back towards it. I felt like a pain on my side. I was like, ouch. I was like, what the this hurts so bad. And I'm like, Rhett, like something is like hurting me. And I'm like, look at my dress. There's something in there. And he's like, I don't see anything. And I'm like literally about to tear my dress off because it hurts so freaking bad. And he goes, oh my gosh, wait, don't move. I see a wasp. I'm like, bitch. And so a wasp had somehow gotten at my dress literally like within like 2 minutes of being out of our car and stung me 3 times on my back.
Yeah. Oh no.
And it is the most painful thing.
What do you do? Like, did you just have to suck it up or like?
Well, that's what I was like. I like squatted on the floor for a while, just like cussing.
Yeah.
and then I was like, okay, let's just keep going. I was holding my side and then I was like, I gotta go ask like a restaurant for ice or something. Yeah. Like this is so painful. And so we went and like my brother typed on his phone like to translate, like, can we get a bag of ice? My sister got stung by a wasp.
Yeah.
And he showed that to one of the waiters and he's like, oh wait, let me get you something. If you put onion on it, it will help it.
Weird.
And so he cut an onion for me and gave it to me. And him and another waiter were arguing. Like, actually, the other guy was like, it's actually garlic. It's not onion. It's garlic.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're like, which doctor do you prefer? Or which doctor you trust more? The skinny one or the bulk of the buff one. And it was just so funny. Oh, they were being so nice, and it like helped me like kind of like keep my mind off of it. And the onion actually did work.
I hear that you can do that with like sickness too. You put like onions in your socks and like pull stuff out.
Yeah. So, which I was always so skeptical. Yeah. I've heard that about potatoes as well.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, yeah, it did take the pain away.
Crazy.
And then they did give me ice as well. And so that was good.
Good to know for Asher. Just have an onion in your bag.
Literally just should carry that around with me always. I wonder if it works the same for bees.
I know. I'm not probably sure. It's like a sting.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Crazy. Well, good. I'm glad they were accommodating and just like,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's hard. I just didn't even expect it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're just like so funny. And then that same day we drove into the hills of Tuscany, maybe 20 minutes. And Asher's saying he's feeling sick. He started crying. So like we pulled over. We're like, do you need to get out? And he's like, no, I'm okay. And I'm like, okay, we have like 1 minute. We're going to be there. He's like, okay. So we drove and like we park and literally just projectile vomited everywhere.
No. In the car?
In the car.
Oh no.
All of his car seat, all over his clothes. That it was his second pair of clothes he was already in. And we were taking pictures.
Oh no.
And like, great. So he was in his diaper in the pictures. Oh. And that same day, Clove had this huge blowout in our stroller. I kid you not. I've never seen a blowout like this. A puddle.
And she's like, I feel like I haven't had a blowout with Echo in a long time.
I
like,
know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck was going on.
Dang.
It was so gross. We had just bought gelato. Ugh. And so I like, they're fresh. They drip. They melt so fast.
Yeah.
So by the time we had like gotten it all situated and cleaned up, like all of our gelato is like melted and gone.
Do you even have an appetite for that?
Literally not anymore. Like, we're just sick. So ready to get out of there. Ugh. So that was a hard day.
Yeah.
But
which I feel like is just like, you're going to have some of those, you know, especially if you're there that long.
Exactly. And the last bad thing that happened, we got our brand new camera stolen.
Oh, yes.
Literally the first like three cities. No, I think there was like four cities on there for a vlog that we just hadn't like exported.
Yeah.
Because we were like just so busy and in like a rush, and there was still space on the card. So we just kept being we'll do it tonight. We'll do it tonight. And then gone. Dude.
And that's like, not to mention cameras are expensive. So like that's frustrating and alone, but like,
honestly, I'm like,
memories. Yeah.
Could this person just like turn in the memory card? Right. Like I kept thinking like they're going to watch it and feel so bad. They're going to see these cute kids.
They should. Or they're going to be weird. I'm like,
they probably deleted them so they didn't have to feel bad. I guarantee it. Oh, or they just like toss that memory card.
The card right away.
Exactly.
Well, how did it get stolen?
So Rhett had it, our like vlogging camera, separate out of our camera bag.
Okay.
Because it was easier to access because the camera bag was on his back. Yeah. It was a backpack. And he kept it in this little side bag.
Okay.
And we had gotten on this train in Cinque Terre. Cinque Terre, I don't know how to say it. And we realized it was the wrong train. Like, it was skipping past all of the cities. And so we're like, frick, like, we're going to go past our stop to get home. And we were, like, so tired. We wanted to get the kids down. And he went to go ask, like, a train worker to see, like, where it was going.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was going to our stop.
Okay.
But he had set down the camera on like the opposite chair from where we were sitting.
Yeah.
And so we walked off without it.
Shoot.
And we noticed it almost right away, but the train had already taken off.
Yeah.
So we like rushed and had them call the employees on the train, and they had left the case. Somebody had taken the camera and left the case behind.
Dang.
Yeah.
That
so
fast too.
And my brother was like, the thing that sucks is it could have also been the employee that went to go look for it.
For sure. Oh, but it's not here.
And so, yeah, exactly.
Score.
Uh-huh.
I do remember, though, too, when I was in Rome, there were so many, like, pickpocketers and, like,
oh, yeah.
It's so bad there. What I remember, the kid had to have been, like, 12. Like, he was, like, hiding behind people. And then, like, I remember, this feels like a movie. Like, I remember watching him, like, look back and, like, a security guard of some sort was like trying to chase him, and he just like took off.
Oh my gosh.
Like, and he was so young.
That's well crazy. And they have like signs everywhere. They have announcements going on all the time in that train, like, look out for pickpockets, keep your things closed. Yeah. So we were like, dang, of course. But we're over it. We're fine.
Yeah,
it all turns out okay.
You have memories on your phone from that.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
Just that was the only thing that kept me going. I was like, we have all of our stuff from our phone.
Yes.
And all of our stuff on like our big professional camera. That was mostly just photos. It was just all of our videos.
Yeah. But which stinks because that's like you telling a story and like showing.
Right. And, well, yeah. And it's like a lot of like the raw behind the scenes stuff for that sure. we don't really capture on our phones.
Right.
So that was kind of sad. But, you know, it's not the end of the world. And I was like, we cannot just like let this ruin our vacation. No. Even that day, I was like Rhett wanted to go back because he felt like, oh, that was my fault. I left it. I was the one that had it. And he's like, I just want to go back. Like, I'm just so done with this place, you know? And I'm like, okay, no, we can't be like that. Yeah. We spent a lot of money to be here.
They're like, kick that attitude out because we got to snap out. And like, yeah, that's only going to make more things negative.
You exactly. know? Yeah.
But it's hard to just like switch it off.
It was. We did like think about it for a couple days and then we were finally like, it's whatever. Fine. Yeah. Whatever.
Was that the beginning of the trip?
It was right in the middle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At least it wasn't like the first thing.
I mean, honestly, that probably would have been better because we would have had less memories on it.
True.
Because really that is like the most upsetting thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, it was all just... So like we just feel so grateful.
Yeah.
Like so incredible. I just feel so grateful that we were able to do that.
Yeah. Like that's a trip of a lifetime for sure. Yeah. And like a lot of people will never do that. I'm like, shoot, I don't know if I'll ever do that. That's so cool. That's awesome.
I mean, I feel like anybody could make it a possibility.
For sure.
I feel like we like saved up for it. Like it wasn't just like so easy for us to go and do that.
No.
But I mean, it's like definitely was something like that's in our priorities.
Yeah.
And some people, that's just not in their priorities. For and sure. That's fine.
I feel like, yes, some people just don't even see that as a possibility. They're just like, oh, that would be way too hard, way too much. Like,
yes. You know. And it is hard. And like traveling is not all easy and not all sunshine and rainbows. So I get that.
But neither is parenthood and being at home with your, I feel like we've talked about that so many times. It's equally as hard.
Yeah.
Other places too.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Parenting with kids or like traveling with kids is just parenting in prettier places.
Yeah.
That is like literally so true.
Yes.
But it is a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel the same way, like just getting out of my house.
For sure.
Like going out and doing things. It's much more enjoyable with your kids than just staying home all day.
For sure. Yeah. No, I feel like that's been like a huge theme in my life lately too, is just like creating something that would feel like a vacation in your own hometown and just making the most of it.
Because
I feel like that's like what separates day-to-day life and all of the like mundane things, you know?
Exactly.
So.
Well, and speaking of that, what has life been like for you? Let's catch us up on you.
I wrote a list because I'm like, what is life like for me? I'm trying to remember what has happened since you've been gone. And so this is what I got for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
The biggest thing was 75 hard. And the majority of that was while you're gone. I feel like I have talked about it so much and it's been so long since I've ended it that I almost feel like I can't like talk about it because it's been.
No, I feel like it's for you. It seems like a lot because you're the one like doing it and posting it.
True.
But not everybody sees it every single day.
Yeah.
And I think it's really motivating for a lot of people.
Well, it was really good. I feel like that was the most like transformative thing from my mindset that I've ever done. And just for my like understanding of what I can do. And I remember when I started, my younger sister was like, I was telling her like all the rules that you have to do, which if you don't know what 75 hard is, I'm just going to briefly say it. It's 75 days of 2 workouts that have to be 45 minutes long. One has to be outside. You have to follow a diet. I stuck to like a high protein, just try to consume the best foods possible diet. You have to drink a gallon of water a day, read 10 pages. I think I'm missing one. Take a progress picture every day. I think that's the majority of it.
And what's the guy's name that started it?
Andy Frisella.
Yes.
So he has a podcast.
Yeah. He has a podcast and a book.
Yes.
And I listened to the podcast because I tried to do 75 hard. And then I got pregnant. I was like, F this. I'm not doing that.
No, I would not do that pregnant.
But when I did, I listened to his podcast and it's actually pretty motivating.
Yeah.
He is very motivating.
He is for sure. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, I don't know. It just made me realize there's so many excuses that I make for myself on a day-to-day basis. And what I was saying is when I told my sister about it, she was like, you're going to do that with your 2 kids and like all that. And I'm like, yeah, I have time for that. Yeah. She was like, you have time for that? I'm like, And I was kind of like laughing, like convincing myself at the time that I did, but it just showed me like you just prioritize what you want to prioritize and kind of just what you're saying about traveling. Like, it's just like whatever you want to do in a day, you can do.
Yeah.
And it was so good for Nathaniel and I to do it together, because like, I have had some friends who have done it separately and it's just kind of like a lot. So if the other person isn't doing it, it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
But I feel like it really bonded us and like it showed both of us like how much we can do and do well. And I feel like now not doing it, I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, I need to do that again already. Because there's so many just little nuggets that he has you do throughout the day that just makes you so productive in every other like category of life. Like, surprisingly, I felt like I got more work done. Like, I had more time to spend with like friends and family. I felt like I just was productive and prioritized so many good things.
Yeah.
So,
well, and I feel like it's less about like physical change, even though that's maybe like why you initially do it.
For sure.
For a lot of people. And it really is like a mindset change. Yeah. It really does like change the way you think and the way you do things. And I mean, I haven't even done it. And I realized that even the short time that I did and just from listening to his podcast, like that's like what it is.
For sure.
And you can like set your boundaries of where you want them to be. Like, you don't have to be on crazy strict diet. Like, you can just do something simple. Like you said, like just stick to proteins.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like you can make it really hard and difficult and impossible if you set super high standards.
And you probably will have a hard time finishing.
Yeah.
I feel like that was my biggest thing, was like, I felt like I still had a hard enough standard for my diet where like I had to, like, it was Rocky's birthday during this. And like, we went to Great Wolf Lodge. Like, I didn't eat there. We brought like a protein bar and a protein shake. And like for his birthday party, we didn't eat the pizza, or we really didn't eat anything. We waited till we got home to eat something that was better. And like, there were so many situations. Like, we went on multiple trips while we were doing it, and there were so many situations where like I realized, wow, I would have just prioritized eating on this. Like, we went to Mexico and like I definitely would have gotten a drink and I would have eaten just like crap the whole time. Mm-hmm. And it just made me realize like that's not the like priority of life, right? You know, whereas like,
isn't that another thing, you're not supposed to drink?
You're not supposed to drink, which I feel like for me isn't a big thing because I don't drink often. Same. But like, that, I mean, that was the longest Nathaniel's ever gotten without drinking. Like,
oh yeah, that's crazy. I didn't even think about him.
Yeah.
Because he does drink.
Yeah.
Have like a little, like.
He definitely drinks like a few times a month. Like, and he went 75 days without it, I think. Yeah.
Because that is like a social thing for his family.
For sure. Yeah. Like, his whole family is, I mean, they're Mexican. They're huge. But yeah, I don't know. It just was such a realization to me that like, there's, I don't know, that sounds silly, but like, food can be all encompassing to a lot of people, and it can be something that's just like heavily on their minds. And I will say, like, now being like about a month out, like, it's easy for those habits to kind of come back and it to kind of be so like easy. That.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm perfect still, but I am understanding like that I can get to a place of balance where it doesn't need to be like just all or nothing, you know?
Well, yeah. And it takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of thinking.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you can do it.
Yeah.
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 Prove for yourself that you can do anything.
Yeah. I feel good. I highly recommend. And I feel like if you have excuses for a lot of things in your life, like, just try it. Cause I feel like you'll be really shocked. And just keeping a promise to yourself like that for so long is just really encouraging.
It really is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that was one thing.
And you look amazing.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel like the strongest I ever have. Like, I mean, of course there's an added benefit of physical like appearance.
Yeah.
But like, course. I just feel definition in places that I have never had. And I think that's because of the consistency. And like, I don't know, I kind of took things slow. Whereas like, I started with, okay, I got to get the workouts in. And then I started with, okay, now I got to like make sure I'm pushing weight like more than I normally would. And then I would sneak in like some cardio stuff. And like, I think that's something that you got to do with, honestly, life, is just like get something mastered and then add the next thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I like can actually see definition in my arms. And I'm like, whose arms are those? Those are not mine.
You look really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been really like just encouraging to see hard work pay off for sure. But yeah, okay, so I kind of briefly went over, like, it was Rocky's birthday. I feel like it was just a fun, like, kind of low-key party at my mom's. It was a Marvel-themed. He absolutely loved it. Like, everyone dressed up, and, like, they were swimming in their costumes, and so it was cute. Just so fun.
It looked so cute.
It was
so
good.
Sad we couldn't go.
I know. It was weird not having you there, for sure. I feel like there was a few people that weren't there that I was like, this is weird. Like,
yeah.
That are usually there, you know what I mean? So that was kind of a bummer, but it was still so fun. I went on my sister-in-law's bachelorette party that was in California. And that was just like a quick turnaround. We drove up Friday, came home Sunday, but that was super fun. And then we did Mexico with my family too. That was like a super chill trip. Like I legit did not do my hair or makeup any single day. We just like played by the pool on the beach. It was so nice.
Yeah.
Like there is a part of me that is such a lover of that, of like vegging out, not getting ready. Like,
oh, a huge part of me loves that.
I'm like, I feel like I should be a boy sometimes for how much I'm like, I don't care what I look like. I just want to chill. So that was good. I really did want a margarita or a pina colada there, but we did not give in. So that was good.
Good for you guys.
And then my last update is I have a manager, which I don't think I've told you. Have I?
I think you did tell
me.
Did I? Yeah.
Okay.
Because well, I somehow knew.
How funny. Maybe I did.
I think you did tell me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of a crazy situation. She's a very like small, she only manages like a few people, but I've been wanting this for so long. And we've been working together, I think, for 3 weeks now. And the first couple of weeks was just like us kind of figuring each other out and trying to like get in contact with brands. But in the last week, she's gotten me a few deals that I'm like really excited about. And nice. I feel like I've been able to like be out of my email box and like just kind of focus on like just creating. And I'm really excited about it. I feel like this week I haven't been as productive with just like my sister's wedding. And like there's oddly been activities this week that I've done. But I'm excited like next week for it to feel more normal and just to kind of like just see the potential of what a manager can bring.
No, I'm so excited for you. It's going to be life changing, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. It's hard for me to not be in denial sometimes of like certain things. I don't know if that is silly.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. I guess I just feel like I've been doing this on my own for so long that I'm like, oh yeah, no, like she's not doing anything. Like I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't even know how to explain it. It feels surreal. And like, I don't know. It's just crazy when I think of like what my life is, you know?
Yeah.
Like this is exactly like what I wanted like for so long. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird. And sometimes I forget that when I'm just like overwhelmed and like, honestly, this week I've been kind of off because I'm just like kind of in a rut and I haven't really created a lot in the last couple of days. And I'm like, what am I doing with my life? And then I was just sitting and I was like thinking of like what my job is, like what my reality is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, whoa, like this is so cool.
Yes. You know? I feel like a lot of times like everybody can get in that situation. Like I know I do a lot. Rhett does a lot where we just are like, oh, like,
like what are we doing?
This kind of just like life right now is just like not going like how we want it. And then when you like sit, like take a step back and realize like, whoa, actually I have the most amazing job. I can be home with my family. Yeah. We don't struggle to put food on the table, you know, like all of these little things, like they're actually so great. And there's a lot of people that are like, are just like wishing for that. And it's perspective is everything.
I know that is like, not to get all like sentimental and trying to like, I don't know. I always feel like I end things being that way. Like it's kind of hard for me to not like make something. I don't know why my brain does this, but I do feel like this year like has shown me a lot. And I think in the last couple of months, like I've had a little bit of more free time to just kind of like sit and think. And I don't know. It's just crazy. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. But it's like, it's just cool to know. And I think that is honestly like the biggest thing that 75 Hard like showed me is like, there's so much opportunity and like you really can do like whatever you just like say you're going to do and show up doing every single day. So
like you, if you have a dream, like it's one thing to dream it. It's another thing to like plan or goal, but like actually like take action.
Yeah.
You literally can do anything you want.
I think too, like with my body type, like I hate to kind of go this way, but I'm just going to share because it's my reality. I've thought for so long that I couldn't look a certain way, and seeing myself like change into a way that like I've tried to change into for so long, but like I've given up shortly, is just like a huge like realization. And like seeing just certain things that I can accomplish, I'm like, okay, like we can do this. And like
persistence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just
like what they say on all of those Instagram accounts, like consistency. Wait, you actually have to be consistent to do anything?
Yeah, it actually works. And just a few days or even a few weeks isn't enough, which is not fun. But yeah, no. I don't know. I feel like I got a lot of responses about 75 Hard. So I don't know if like everyone would want like a health episode between the two of us and like just kind of diving into that deeply, but in a different way. Like, as I feel like I have a different perspective now.
I've gotten a ton of requests for like a health episode. And I didn't even do 75 hard.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like.
No, you've transformed your body too.
Like just the motivation or like, I don't know, any little helpful tips. Yeah. I feel like I could listen to a podcast about health. I'm like, yeah. And then like, there's one little tidbit. I'm like,
yes.
Okay, wait, that just changed my whole mindset about everything. Sure. So hopefully like, we should do that. And hopefully you'll find a little nugget in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I guess like coming back to this podcast, cause I feel like we should kind of touch on like just our plans and stuff. But
hold on. Wait.
Yeah.
You didn't do your last update that I like blew my mind today. Kylene wears glasses. What? I was I was like, I think I saw you at the gym, but like I went to go say hi and you were gone. And she's like, oh, I didn't even see you. I'm not wearing my glasses. I'm like, excuse me? Yeah.
So long story short, I have never had glasses my entire life, but in college, my freshman year, I realized that I needed them. And I only needed them like in school settings, like looking at the board. I just couldn't see the board. And so I got some, but like I never wore them. And then progressively, my eyes have gone so bad. Like this year, my eyesight is horrible. Like I cannot see my TV at like watching it. My TV's what? What is that? Like 10 feet away? Not even?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so bad. So I went and got my eyes checked while Brooke was in Europe. And my right eye is 7 times worse than the normal eye.
Oh my
and
gosh.
My left eye is 15 times worse than the normal
eye. Oh my gosh.
So I got some glasses, but I'm not used to them. And like them being on my face is so annoying to me, especially at the gym. Like when I'm moving around, like I don't want something on my face.
Yeah. You need some
contacts. So I need contacts. But they needed me to go back in because it was a different prescription. And I was just like, I just keep putting that off.
Of course.
But I think Nathaniel actually called them and they said they could do it online. So
nice.
I think I just need to do that. But there you go. Yeah, I got glasses. So
sorry, I had to just have you say that because I was literally like, wait, what?
I know. It's so weird. Me. Like it's just like not a part of my life. Whereas like Nathaniel's worn glasses since he was like 8. And it's
he wears glasses.
You didn't know he wears glasses?
No.
You've never seen him in
glasses? I guess I have seen him, but I just like didn't really like
Well, he wears think contacts for the majority of the time.
Right. I think I have seen, he has like thinner ones. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. I've seen those.
On like our vacation or something where like, maybe. Cause he doesn't usually just wear them like out and about.
That's why it's like, it's always shocking to me when I see someone where I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so weird to me.
It's so weird.
Because I don't wear glasses different. Either.
Yeah.
And so when I see someone that I don't normally see him, I'm like, wait, what the?
No, it's a different look. And like, that's probably why I like don't wear mine. Cause I'm like, I don't know.
I think they're so cute. Yeah.
But like, jinx. It's just hard to get used to. It's hard to like see yourself. But man, when I put those on, I went to the gym and I got a notification that they were in the mailbox. So I put them on driving to the gym and I'm not kidding. I cried. I was like,
cause you could see,
I could see everything. Like literally I FaceTimed Nathaniel, which I know is horrible, but I wanted him to see me. And I was just bawling. Aww. I was like, there's pebbles in the road. Like I didn't know there was so much like debris in the road. And like the mountains walking out of our gym, it's like, they're so beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm like, so, I didn't realize. It's so weird.
Like, I can't even, it makes me like think of like people who are blind or like can't hear and they get like those devices that help them. And like, I can't even imagine like what they're feeling. Like, that's crazy.
And like mine is to an extent. Cause like, of course I can see, but I just couldn't see detail.
It's just blurry. Yeah.
I wanted to just briefly kind of end on like our goals and stuff. Like I'm really having a hard time and we haven't even talked about this, but like I want a good balance of like entertainment, fun, lightheartedness, but then like I want to bring value as well. So I think, did we talk about switching off?
Yes.
Actually? Okay. Yeah, we did talk about that. So if you guys have like any episodes where they could tailor to one of those categories, where if you want like a bunch of information on something that's like still fun and lighthearted, but valuable, or you just like have a fun like episode idea that could just be like lighthearted and entertaining, let us know. We are totally open to ideas. And we're excited about the episodes. We've already planned out the next month and they're going to be super fun. So
we are very excited. I am so excited to be back and I hope you guys are as well. Happy Halloween. No, just kidding.
Plus a week. You probably gave a bunch of people a jump scare there.
No, they're like, wait a second, what? Tomorrow's Halloween? Sorry about that. But yeah, I'm so excited. I feel like we are really going to put a lot of efforts in to meet all of these goals that we said that we wanted
for sure
the first time around. So
I also already feel so much better about recording during the day. Like, even though it was a little chaotic with Rocky, I'm sorry.
No, it's good. It's
I feel like I just feel, I can feel the energy is like higher within myself at least.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and to just know that like we don't have to just like go home and go to bed and like start a whole new day. Literally. Like I still have a little night day left to enjoy. For sure. Yeah.
So hopefully you guys can tell too. But thank you guys so much for tuning in again. If you listen to season one or if you are new, we hope that you guys will stick around. If you could so kindly leave us a review on either Apple or Spotify, it really helps just our episodes and our podcast be seen. So thank you so much in advance if you do that. If you're new, we have episodes new every Monday. So we'll see you guys then.
Bye.